A cold front will slowly sag southeastward across the region today. It'll be slowed by an upper trough advancing across the Great Lakes, and this will continue the threat for showers and thunderstorms, especially south and east of the Capital District. Precipitable water levels in the atmosphere will be lower to the north and even toward the southeast than they were yesterday. That will reduce the threat of heavy rain and flash flooding. There will still be an isolated flash front threat, but not the widespread worry that we had yesterday. Lower and more comfortable dew points will be in place mainly in the Mohawk Valley and points north and west. Dew points will be lower in the capital region too, but still fairly high. Uncomfortable humid conditions will remain in place across areas south and east of Albany until the front clears the entire region later in the day. Temperatures will be cooler, again behind the front to the north and west of Albany. Beyond today, the forecast is becoming more uncertain as differences are developing from run to run of the models and with each other. The upper level trough is forecast to close off over or in the vicinity of our region. But again, there are significant discrepancies between the models of where that cutoff low will develop. Because of the evolving differences in the models, confidence for the forecast over the weekend is fairly low right now. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma has outlined an area of slight risk for severe thunderstorms over the northern high plains and northern plains. The broad anticyclone centered over Colorado will expand northeastward into the upper Mississippi Valley and upper Great Lakes today as a positive tilt trough persists across British Columbia and the northeast Pacific. Ahead of the trough, two shortwave disturbances will shear northeastward across the northern Rockies and high plains as a stronger impulse now off the British Columbia coast tracks east-northeastward across Alberta and Saskatchewan. In the east, a shortwave trough should amplify southeast across the Ohio Valley and over Great Lakes as a western ridge expands northeastward in its wake. For those traveling across the northeast today in New York City, showers are likely, possibly a thunderstorm. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It'll be mostly cloudy and humid with a high in the mid-80s. In Boston, showers and thunderstorms likely. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain, patchy fog in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy with a high in the mid-70s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. A maximum temperature normal is 82 degrees with a record of 98 set back in 1936. The minimum temperature normal is 61 degrees with a record of 48 set back in 1986. Sunrise and sunset data for today, July 11, 2013. Sunrise at 5:27 a.m. Sunset at 8:34 p.m. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley in Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers possible in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon. Still a touch humid with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with lows around 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Hartford, Kingston, and Poughkeepsie, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with numerous showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. It'll be humid with highs in the mid-80s. And for tonight, scattered thunderstorms in the evening, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, humid, and lows in the middle 60s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny with highs around 80. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s and less humidity. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy today with numerous showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, humid with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a chance for scattered showers and lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, it'll be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, humid with highs in the lower 80s, and partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for Friday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance for showers and storms, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. For Sunday, it turns mostly sunny with a high in the low and mid 80s. Monday, we start to feel the humidity again, mostly sunny with a high in the mid and upper 80s, and partly sunny for Tuesday with a high in the mid and upper 80s. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.